calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show with your host Matt, this hour and a half every week. You could be listening online at CITR.ca, anywhere in the world. And you can find us on Twitter, go to @AusStranded, and also online, AusStrandedRadio.com is where you can find lots of wonderful information about Australian and Canadian independent music, at least the little tidbits of information I've been able to dig up, because it's such a huge world out there, and I do what I can to broadcast for you some of the great stuff that I've discovered anyway from the past and present. In terms of the past, usually up front I play a lot of old stuff, but that's going to happen later towards the end of the show, because today I have some really interesting interviews to broadcast for you first up. We had the chance to chat with two gentlemen today from an organization called Public Records, who are offering a really fantastic initiative. It is funding for a music video for an independent band or artist here in Western Canada, BC or Alberta. So I spoke with Tony and Dan, who are the founders of Public Records, and asked them a lot about their history in music and what inspired them to put their heads together and make this gift, allow this gift to be given to some fortunate musicians out there. So that's coming up shortly. And I also have an interview with Graham Pence. He's a guitarist from a local band called Whoa, She's a Babe, a Vancouver band. Who've had quite a bit of success in the only 2 years they've been together. They've had a film clip that's got a lot of rotation on Much Music, the single Down Below. And Graham's going to pop in and have a chat about the band and his thoughts and insights into the world of independent music and what it means to have your ducks in a row, and I guess, and be responsible for your own career and putting the work in and not relying too much on management or people to sort of tell you what to do or guide the process too much. So that's Graham Pence, he'll be in a bit later on. But first up, I wanted to get right into the local music and play for you some of the bands that are playing tonight at the huge Discorder magazine 30th birthday party and annual fundraiser. That's Discorder magazine, which is run by CITR Radio, and it's a long-running magazine featuring CD reviews, music reviews, live show reviews, and features on bands and artists. And that's happening tonight. And I wanted to play for you some of the bands that are playing. Let's play a couple of tracks from Hot Panda. We also have Dirty Spells, Phoenix Underground, and Hooves. But up first, let's play a couple of Hot Panda tracks. They're from Edmonton, but they relocated to Vancouver. They're on Mint Records. So here we are, Hot Panda. They're playing tonight at the Discorder Radio 30th birthday party, which is at the Biltmore.
Suffering. settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
And we're back on CITR and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, starting locally today. Two tracks there from CITR favourites Hot Panda. They're on Mint Records, band formerly from Edmonton, which I find fascinating. I've always enjoyed spending time in Edmonton and getting to know Edmontonians. They're always lovely people. You can catch Hot Panda tonight at the Discorder Magazine 30th birthday party. That's right, the Biltmore tonight. You still have time to get down at 2755 Prince Edward Street, Vancouver. If you live here, if you're listening live in Vancouver. Hot Panda also playing with Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Hooves. So let's play for you three in a row now, a track apiece from each of these three bands, all playing tonight at the Discorder Magazine 30th anniversary party. Discorder is the wonderful magazine that is produced right here by CITR Radio and is a real centerpiece of the music community because it showcases bands, does features, and has wonderfully written music reviews of CDs and live shows. So here we go. Here's Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Hooves, three local bands playing tonight at the Biltmore for the Discorder Magazine 30th anniversary party.
We'll be right back. $1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displaced Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Okay, so three in a row there from some great local bands. Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and finally Hooves. Wonderful lo-fi female voices there. party pop music. Hooves are playing tonight as well at the Biltmore for the Discorder magazine 30th birthday party. Get on down if you have time, if you're in Vancouver. It's at the Biltmore. Discorder magazine will continue. It's a wonderful music institution, part of this city, part of CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I have two interviews coming up. First up is Tony and Dan from Public Records. They have a fantastic initiative relating to a grant that's going to be awarded for a local artist or West Coast artist to produce a music video. And also coming up in the show, there's a local band called Whoa, She's a Babe. They are a really cool kind of party rock band. And Graham Pence, guitarist from the band, is going to be speaking as well, coming in for an interview. So that's coming up later. So first up, I'll be right back with this interview. First up with Tony and Dan from Public Records. This is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're back on CITR Radio. Now, are you a local musician working hard as always, creating, performing, trying to get your music heard? Because, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You could probably use some assistance every now and then. And you might want to tune in for the next little while because I have an interview with Dan Costello and Tony Yakowa. They're Victoria-based musicians who have put their head together to offer a gift, to offer their expertise as a gift to a program where there's a grant going to be offered to, well, anyone can apply. If you're a local musician, independent artist in the city of Vancouver or even all throughout BC or Alberta, and you want to pair up with a music video director, you can submit an application and you might win a grant to help you actually make that video. So Tony and Dan called through this afternoon and I had a chat with them about the details for this program. So listen in because it's kind of quick. It's happening quickly. There's not a huge amount of time to get your application in. Anyway, Tony and Dan will tell you some more. We're back on CITR Radio. Now, are you a local musician working hard as always, creating, performing, trying to get your music heard? Because, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You could probably use some assistance every now and then. And you might want to tune in for the next little while because I have an interview with Dan Costello and Tony Yakowa. They're Victoria-based musicians who have put their head together to offer a gift, to offer their expertise as a gift to a program where there's a grant going to be offered to, well, anyone can apply. If you're a local musician, independent artist in the city of Vancouver or even all throughout BC or Alberta, and you want to pair up with a music video director, you can submit an application and you might win a grant to help you actually make that video. So Tony and Dan called through this afternoon and I had a chat with them about the details for this program. So listen in because it's kind of quick. It's happening quickly. There's not a huge amount of time to get your application in. Anyway, Tony and Dan will tell you some more. All right. So this is another special. We're doing a bit of a series here on the show with interviews relating to, I guess, the music industry in a sense and how independent artists can empower themselves to have their art heard more broadly. We spoke to a music publisher a couple of weeks back, Steve Thompson. And today we have Dan Costello and Tony Yakowa of Public Records. Hello, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. Yeah, you came up on our radar due to your fantastic initiative, a grant that's being available for independent artists in Western Canada relating to music videos. First up, what is Public Records?
Well, Public Records is a non-profit community for the supporting independent artists. And yeah, we're really excited because we're launching our first grant program, and it's the Summer 13 Music Video Fund supported by TELUS. And it's just a great opportunity for emerging artists, both musicians and for filmmakers, to connect and get inspired and come up with some great music videos this summer.
I'm curious what inspired the creation of Public Records. I know yourself and Dan and Tony, you both were involved in music in the past.
Yeah, that's right. We're both musicians from Victoria, and Tony was actually in business school, and I was touring musician and recording engineer, and we were just kind of frustrated where we were in our own music career, and using our experience in business and in the industry, we thought we could come up with an innovative way to support emerging artists. So Public Records was born, and we recently teamed up with Telus to create this music video fund.
Can you describe some of the frustrations you encountered that are obvious for beginner musicians, independent musicians, or even mid-career musicians?
I think, like, for me, it was more of just an interest in fascination with the challenge that the music industry poses today. I think because it's just so different than, you know, it was when record sales were sort of the driving revenue source. And I just think it's a fascinating challenge that we've got to come up with new and innovative ways of making music work as a business. And I just think there's a lot of great ideas out there and a lot of great changes that are happening. And I think that it was just a great opportunity for Dan and I to work on this sort of project and provide another opportunity for independent artists to grow their careers in this environment.
And music videos specifically, have you both been involved in your own projects, videos in the past?
For myself, nothing more than just a hobbyist filmmaker. Tony actually has a little bit more experience in the film industry. I don't know if Tony wants to speak to that.
I did sort of a semester of school in New York studying film, and I've worked on films before. But I don't have as much I haven't personally been involved in many music video shoots. But I think sort of our combined knowledge of music and film and industries in general, I guess, sort of inspired this project.
And what would you say is the value right now of a music video? Say a band is starting out, they've been around for a couple of years, maybe an EP or two, and they're deciding whether to invest the time into it. Could you comment on this, you know, the state of the music industry now with the internet about doing a video as being a beneficial?
Yeah, I mean, for a musician in the internet age, I guess the music video kind of goes hand in hand with producing an album. I mean, it's almost expected of the musician to have some sort of video content to go on your website. I mean, the fans are looking for that kind of media, so it can be a real springboard for musicians as well as filmmakers, because it's such an interesting short format. The music video is just basically a short film, and it's kind of an opportunity for up and coming filmmakers to hone their skills as well.
Mm. And it's a great promotional tool. You know, so many people are just discovering so many bands for the first time through YouTube.
Yeah.
It's just a great opportunity for musicians to launch their careers and for filmmakers to get more involved and more some more experience.
Mm. And it's from what I can see too, it's a great community building thing too, when you have friends.
Yeah.
Often friends are involved in the process. And so this program specifically, now it's Western Canada oriented, is that right?
Yes, BC and Alberta.
Okay. And what are the criteria for applicants?
Well, we're looking for a creative treatment and a technical treatment and sort of a budget outline. Basically, both the band and the filmmaker need to go online to publicrecords.org and create a profile, and then one of either the band or the filmmaker will submit the application. And one of either the band or the filmmaker needs to be from one of 15 eligible communities across BC and Alberta, and so. If you're not from one of the communities, you can work with a filmmaker partner or a band who is, so that way we're able to reach everybody in BC and Alberta.
Right. I imagine you're going to have quite a number of applicants. There's such an amazing amount of talent. How will
Yep.
you decide? How will you decide who gets the grant?
That's a good question. We have an independent panel that will be adjudicating all of the submissions. And the panel is made up of a representative of the film and music industry in BC and Alberta, and then one member of the panel will be a representative from TELUS. So there will be five people, and they will go through each application and choose the recipients.
Okay, and will it be sort of like a combination of, say, financial need and, you know, the artistic idea?
The creative treatment is a major part of it, but you also need to show, if you're a filmmaker, you need to have a track record of successfully producing a music video. And if you're the musician, we're going to want to hear that the song is, you know, professionally recorded and isn't kind of demo quality. So the application is important, but it's also you kind of need to be at a certain emerging stage of your career.
Mm. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's great to get the word out about this. Is there anything else you'd like applicants to know or any interested people to know about this program?
Yeah, the application deadline is June 14th, so you can go on right now and create your profile and get your application in. It's a tight timeline. We're announcing the grant recipients on June 21st, and you're going to have until August 7th to make and submit the video. We're really excited. We're ready to go, and we're ready to get some videos made. So just make sure you go to publicrecords.org and create your profile and get ready to go.
Oh, it's really amazing and such a generous offer, too, to put your expertise and goodwill to this project. So that was Tony and Dan from Public Records talking about the great initiative where a Western Canada-based independent artist can win a grant to create a music video. So get your applications in if you're keen. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. I'll be right back with another interview. We had come down to the studio this afternoon, Graham Pence. He is the guitarist from local band Whoa, She's a Babe. Tune in, because he's a thoughtful man. It's a great interview.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, so now it's time for another interview. Graham Pence, he is a guitarist from Whoa, She's a Babe. They're a local rock band, very much a really great band who play in a self-described genre of party rock. I think that's accurate. I'm going to play for you a song right now to get you in the mood. It's the single Down Below, and then we'll have this extended chat with Graham. Really interesting chat. Here it is. Here's Whoa, She's a Babe.
I'm
And another special guest today, we have Graham Pence, who's come down to the studio in person. He is a member of the band Whoa, She's a Babe, Vancouver self-described party band, would you say, Graham?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely your videos show very clearly that you get people up and dancing. This isn't morose shoegazing music by any means, and wonderful summer music, I dare say, coming into these months. Graham, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. We met actually at a Music BC function, which was relating to the music industry and about, you know, how independent artists can empower themselves. And we got chatting, and you were definitely astute around that because you've been through a fair bit already with your band, and you're definitely, I can tell, not complacent about letting other people guide the process, relying on managers too much. I guess we'll talk about that. Let's start with the band itself. How long has it been around for?
We've been a band for about 2 years. We started as... we'd all been involved in separate music projects, but this was a band that was just a couple of my friends, and we never expected it to be the one we were working on. We'd be out at the bar, and then we just decide, hey, let's go jam some songs. And we just started writing almost right away, and it was by accident. We never expected it to be, you know, I never really thought that my friends would be the ones I was in a band with. That's sort of what you hope for, but, you know, rarely ever works out like that. Usually you're with band, you know, you're with other musicians that are good at what they do, and that's why you're a band.
That is true. Yeah. And often, I mean, it's true, you really have hit something quite significant. And when you say you never would have thought it would be this, come to this, I mean, already you have a music video and airplay. I mean, in 2 years for any band, that's pretty remarkable.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of it is it just sort of, we build it one little thing at a time, and we're always a little bit surprised. We're always kind of laughing a bit because we still remember when, you know, this was just a jam band, and our friends wanted, they'd come down to our jam space to watch us play, and then they wanted to have us play at other things. And so, you know, it's strange because we've all been involved in bands that we really tried really hard to make successful, and they weren't at all. So this is the band that we didn't, you know, we kind of let our guard down, and then it kind of formed its own thing.
Very interesting. And we were talking a bit off air about, you know, the idea of controlling a process, and you just gave this perfect example of music. It's still ephemeral. Like, how can you really control it despite the machinations of an industry and managers or folks who might think otherwise? What can you comment about that in terms of doing it yourself as opposed to relying on too much external guidance or control?
Well, I think, you know, there's always a bit of fear that when somebody else is in control of what's happening. You're always a little bit, you know, you're waiting for things to happen. You're waiting for someone else to make it their priority. It's very, you know, you're always sitting in the back of the car and someone else is driving, and you want to go a certain direction, and you're like, well, turn right. And they're like, no, I know another way. And you're just sort of, you feel a little helpless. I think, you know, this is, you know, the best landscape lately for just the tools are out there. The information is out there for people to learn. In our band, we definitely, we take a hands-on approach to everything, and we like to learn new things so that we're not a victim to them later. Every time we demystify something scary about the industry, we feel a lot more confident. We're like, oh, well, we've been there. We know what to do. Okay, let's check that off the list. And then it's a sequence of that. And then before you know it, you're just comfortable and you can kind of go, well, I know how to make a record. I know how to, you know, do a video. Let's just repeat. Let's keep doing more and try to do it better next time.
And then it puts you in a stronger position if you do need outside support. I mean, do you have a manager now or not?
No, we had a manager that started out with us, and he was like the members of the band. I mean, he was our friend, and we used to jam at one of the. He owned a bar in the city, and we used to hang out there. But I found that, you know, really early on, it made us a little lazy. We just sort of, we kind of like, well, we just want to play our instruments, man. Like, just book our shows. Mm. And really, you can't do that early on. I think you have to appreciate what the job entails. Mm. I think you only do that if you've had to do it yourself, you know. And you also don't know if someone's doing a good job unless you've done it yourself.
Absolutely. So. I spoke to a guy I know who's in a fairly successful band that tours around the country, and his manager manages seven bands. Oh, and it's like, me, that would be a source of anxiety for me, because I'd be wondering at any given time how much of his thinking time is devoted to what I'm doing as opposed to seven other bands. So,
yeah, I mean, I think you should take on other team members, I think, once... You know, once there's so much going on with what you're doing that you really need someone else to do it, otherwise it doesn't get done. When you're just starting out, it's there's a lot to do online, you know, there's a lot to do with music and writing, but I think you can still handle a lot of the local shows, promotion and booking and that kind of stuff. Once you start having a bunch of planes landing, that's when you need an air traffic controller.
Mm, yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
To coordinate it all.
Have you toured yet? Or
yeah, we've done some tours, but just around BC, as far up as Prince George, and we play in Kelowna quite often, and Whistler and some peaks, shows like that. We're planning our first West Coast tour with this band, just down to Phoenix and back.
Okay,
you can do that in about 10 days, which is cool.
Okay.
But, you know, it takes about a few months ahead of time just to sort it all out. So,
and in terms of, well, listeners, you would have heard me a little bit earlier on the show speaking with the gentleman from Public Records, Dan and Tony, who have this great initiative around a music video, helping to fund a music video. Graham, I know that you guys have a music video for your song Down Below, and it was a bit of a changing moment for you because it got picked up fairly quickly for Much Music. How did that process come about for you, the music video?
Well, we were trying to capture like a live show on video, and either the sound was really bad, or we were rushing, or we were drunk and we played really bad, or the video was off. So we tried a couple times to capture just what our live show looked like, and failed miserably. So we thought, well, let's do a really, really low quality video, and that's just us playing. And that's what we, you know, not even a real music video, but just like, okay, this is what the band looks like when they play their instruments.
Yeah.
Well, let's try to get other shows, you know, we'll show people what we look like on stage. And we just... We rented out this gallery, and a couple of our friends were liquor sponsors, and they gave us a bunch of booze, and we invited, you know, everyone we knew that would come on a Saturday morning, and we just, you know, we just had a party, and it turned into this really fun day party, and then our director Aaron Veal, he's from Assembly Productions, and he's got a lot of the experience of doing videos and all that. And he just shot everything, and then we edited it for about 3 weeks, and a lot of his production people had worked with Much Music before, and they suggested that we send it on, which I thought was not in our mind. It was like we just wanted something for ourselves,
yeah,
a YouTube video to you know, blast in our pages, and and they added it to Much Loud, and it's got about 200 spins. Now, wow. It was a couple months ago, which is cool, and it was featured on the Much site and things like that. So, you know, that really encouraged. I mean, that was a no budget video. We just thought, well, okay, now let's try to do something a little bit more, you know, extensive and. But it also, I mean, it really, I think it really comes down to just. You know, when you really want to do something, you know, when you really want to work hard at it, it doesn't matter how much money you put into it, because you can work on it for a long time and refine something, if you really put that work in, I think.
We'll
try to do that. You know, we'll try to do that every time. I don't know.
Yeah,
it'll
happen,
but.
Yeah. For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
We're back in, this is CITR Radio and Stranded, and you're listening to an interview I recorded with Graham Pence, guitarist from Whoa, She's a Babe. They're a local band from Vancouver, and you just heard another track from them. Let's get back into the second part of the interview. This is Graham Pence, guitarist from Whoa, She's a Babe, and he's got a lot to say about what it means to be an independent artist and to really stick to your guns and do what works for you. And it's really cool. I just quite find it refreshing, your sound too. It, you know, straight ahead rock and roll, and you're in this world right now of overproduced, a lot of synths out there, and you're probably not looking to change your sound anytime soon. You're on a good thing.
It's funny because it's like I've got an electronic project, and I've been in different groups where it's very heavy laden with all sorts of like eccentric computer sounds, and I think this was this band in a lot of ways was like a cleansing for us, where we were unsuccessful in all these other types of music, and we threw away all that kind of stuff, and we just stripped down and said, okay, let's just get back to the basics. What's the first music we ever wanted to play when we were kids? Why? You know, I put away all of my guitar pedals except for one. You know, I just wanted to simplify it.
AC/DC.
Yeah.
I was just researching Angus and Malcolm.
Plug straight into stuff. Yeah. I plug in through just an overdrive pedal into my Fender Twin, so it's a fairly straight ahead rock sound, but it's sort of like, you know, playing touch football in the backyard or something, or you're not doing it for any, you know, reason. That's really what our band is about. I think we'll try to keep that as long as we can. Meat and potatoes.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, interesting timing, because I've just been developing this new fascination for AC/DC, the great band from my country.
Yeah.
And learning the riffs at home and thinking, you know, this is great. I went to see Sigur Rós the other day.
Yeah.
And it was like wonderful and transcendent and so foreign and amazing. And then I went home and I was like, you know what? I still need the bottom end of AC/DC to feel it in my body. Mm-hmm. There's like meeting in the middle, you know what I mean? It's like you'll always need that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what's great about music right now is that we have, I mean, I like all that kind of music. You know, I still like electronic music. It's just, I think I like to play this, I think I get a lot more out of my system when I play really loud rock and roll. There's something about it where I can be way more loose on stage. Half cut and there's a sort of wildness about a distorted guitar that even your mistakes sound like they're supposed to be like that. So I enjoy that a lot. But yeah, I mean, Sigur Rós, like, yeah, Deer Lake. Did it rain?
It did.
It was raining that day. Yeah.
It rained, but I was thinking, well, hang on, isn't this probably what it's like in Iceland all the time? Like gloomy and overcast and cold.
There's a volcano somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, bring it on, I don't mind. Yeah. It's just, yeah, exactly, the variety out there is wonderful, but, you know, I totally understand what you're saying, and it seems like, for me anyway, me just being a beginner at home, I feel embodied when I'm playing these basic power chords and feeling the, it's a tangible feeling in the body that's really cool, and I'm playing some AC/DC riffs.
I mean, you know, I think the kids too. I mean, we didn't have Guitar Hero growing up, but these kids, like, all the soundtrack to those to Guitar Hero and Garage Band and all that kind of stuff, rock band, they're all riff rock like that. You know, so those kids that are 16, 17 are all playing in bands that cite Nirvana and AC/DC and Alice in Chains as influences, and that's. See, that's interesting. I think the next generation of bands are going to be very influenced by that, I think.
Which is so what you're saying is influenced by them through the computer games, yeah, not necessarily
because
through the...
they spend a lot of time. They spend more time probably playing those games than they do listening to radio.
That's so fascinating. You're probably completely right there.
I mean, I remember when, what was it, Tony Hawk came out and the soundtrack to Tony Hawk was just... You know, it was on cycle, and you played for hours and hours and hours, and you knew all those songs to death. And I think the same thing happens with video games and kids now, where it's like, you know, that's the music that they hear all day. Yeah.
Again, going back to when, you know, we met at this Music BC function about the music industry, is there anything you wanted to add? You know, we spoke about, well, this is all well and good, but there's so much uncovered in just an hour. Is there even a couple of things you might want to add about what, you know, anything you think might be helpful for other artists, bands, maybe 2 years behind where you are at, you know, starting out, things like that?
I think the best advice I could give, I mean, I'm learning things new every day. That's why I go to those seminars, because they're great. And, you know, I think the key is, yeah, keep an open mind, because there's no matter who you encounter, they know something that you don't. And if you keep an open mind, you'll learn that, and it will, you know, demystify things and help you feel more comfortable. I think that, you know, the best advice I could say is, like, ask a lot of questions, you know, politely, and just email when there's contacts, like, email them and just say, you know, hey, I've heard these things about this royalty. You know, I'm really new to this. Can you shed some light on it? And people are really, you know, they really respond to that. I think they want to tell people. They don't always have the time, but they definitely will respond, and they'll say, well, here's how it works. Yeah, glad you asked. Here you go. And then, you know, you keep in that habit, and you keep asking questions from people in the know, and eventually people start asking you questions.
Exactly, as I'm doing today.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so it's, you know, and you pass it on, and I think, you know, there's so much to learn about music alone, and then the music industry is an entirely different thing to learn. So it's never something you just one day wake up and have a grip on. I think it's a lifelong process, and you just stay engaged in it. And that's what I mean. I'm trying to do that every day.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, and you know, be grounded in it, but still have fun. And it sounds like, you know, at this stage you guys have found that balance, because you're definitely a band that people can go and have fun with, you know? That seems pretty clear.
Well, we definitely try that. We have fun up on stage.
Yeah.
And usually, if we have a good time, then hopefully, you know, that sheds to, you know, that passes on to the crowd. I don't know. We'll see.
And in terms of the music, you've dropped in an EP here. So this is a self-titled debut?
That's our debut.
Yep.
We put it out last July,
mm-hmm.
and we have another one coming out in the fall. But this is that's the one that has our single. And
are there any bands that you are in a world that you are part of?
There's some rock revival bands. Like, you know, that's the, I guess, the media term right now. I mean, Japan Droids, I guess, they've been doing that sound for a while. But there's a lot more bands that are coming out with that. Celebration Rock, right? That's the name of their album. So it's, bands like that we really like locally. There's a band called Cobra Ramon that is, you know, it's similar to what we like. It's stripped down rock and roll, you know, classic influenced. And those shows are just the kind of shows we have fun. Instead of, you know, we go to a lot of shows and we, instead of just standing in the back with our arms crossed and going, this sucks, you know, we go to shows where we can have a good time. So really, rock and roll is one of those bands, that music right now, that we just have a lot of fun participating in. Sounds kind of lame, but that, like, that's the shows that we go, oh, we'll go to that. That'll be a rad night. We'll be right back.
celebrate 30 years of alternative publishing, Discorder will be hosting a birthday bash on May 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring Hot Panda, Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Hooves, plus a silent auction with a ton of killer prizes. For more information, go to discorder.ca.
Okay, well, thanks for tuning in. This has been Stranded. That was one last track there from Whoa, She's a Babe, from their self-titled debut EP. The track was called Half Moon Bay. And thanks for Graham Pence for coming in and chatting. He's the guitarist for the band. I'm going to leave you with a bunch of tracks now from The Eastern Dark, a great Australian garage band from the 80s who their career was ended abruptly when the guitarist was killed in a car crash. I'll tell you about them at another time. Don't have the time right now to get into too much detail, but here we go. Thanks for listening. African Rhythm's up next. Here's tracks from The Eastern Dark.
Stop and cry. No, I'm the one I love the most.
CITA's Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by